Welcome everybody, Shir number 1418. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Belim Babasra Moshe and Lerfur Shlem Eliza Chana Chaya Bas Shendel Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana Lechoil. Okay, some interesting cases brings down the Sefer Lamites Sefer Oitzer Halachas. Just wanted to go through. I just wanted to read one thing. Just finishing off from last share, we spoke about sometimes it could be mamish the time of day. You know, if you're doing an action whereby it's the middle of the day, middle of Shabbos, whereby I'm putting away the sfarim and the tables and the base medrash. Obviously, we all know people are coming back. It should be nice, clean, whatever. But if it's like mamish right before the end of Shabbos, so then we said, or like b'shalosh sudos or other things like that, right before the end of Shabbos is a problem. But if it's more, if you still have time left and people will be sitting around or whatever, so then obviously we all understand that's a Tzaruch Shabbos. But just to read how he brings it down, the Sefer Yitzhar Allah is the lumdus behind, not the lumdus, the reason behind it. Since the person is doing a little bit of a larger action, when I just put away the Sefer is one thing, when I just put away the food in the fridge is one thing. That's like a regilis type of a thing. That's a normal, regular thing, right? Even though I'm not doing it, but dafka to be orderly, you know, on that things should look nice. You know, my food I put away. But you're doing a little bit of a larger action, v'tircha, is shenikur lakol shehu letzaruchol. So you have to see already, like I'm putting away all this for him. I'm putting away, like we said, I'm cleaning up the whole shalosh sudas, the whole table for shalosh sudas. Then you have to see, you know, what does it look like, right? Does it look like for now or look like for later? And what exactly are we looking at? Not so much what it looks like, but what is it, right? Am I doing it really for now or not for now? For Shabbos or not for Shabbos? So he brings out another interesting case, as I say, for Oitzer Halach. It's pretty much a Davar Pashut, but it could be misconstrued, if you want to say it. He says, interesting, sometimes a person, or people are reading Shalosh Sudas, right, or Kehillah is eating, whatever the case is, and they want to bring Femayim Achroinim. They're going to put down whatever, cups Femayim Achroinim or something along those lines. And I'm putting it down now, and now it's Shabbos, but we know for sure we won't benching till after the Zman, which will be officially Chol, right? Even though a person didn't have Marv yet, possibly, but really will be after 72 minutes. I'm just giving an example. So technically, it's really after the Zman of Shabbos, right? Even though for me, I didn't make Havdalah yet, so really it still is Shabbos, but the bottom line is, I'm really doing it for a Zman that's after Shabbos. And when am I doing it? I'm putting on these cups. I'll just give an example. Cups, it could be anything. For the Mayim Achroinim, and for the benching, which will take place after this Mam. But I'm doing it now, even before Shkia. It's Mamish, it's Shabbos. And I'm doing it for a time that'll be after Tzeis, when Shabbos is basically officially over, but we'll be benching at that time. So he brings down, of course, that's a Davar Pashut, that's no problem to do, because of the fact that Lamais, it's all one, it's all part of, it's really, one way you can look at it, it's really still Shabbos, even though it's after this month, right? People didn't have Marv yet, people didn't make Avdali yet, and also it's one long Sudas, my Shalosh Sudas. Sometimes it's Shalosh Sudas in certain places, they stretch out longer, so that's all one Sudas. It's all part of the Shabbos, all part of the Yom. Okay, so that's how he says it over there in Ois Pei. He brings down V'kol Shkein the Mutter Lahaniach Kelim Miyuchadim L'Mayim Achrayim Al Hashulchan Masudah Shlishis Avshem Mevarchim Lachazman. Even though you're doing it after the time, the Rei Mechinim B'Yoyim, and they're right. So he says, even if it's a food, possibly you might be eating afterwards, whatever the case. Not after Shalosh Sudas, but during Shalosh Sudas. Even though these type of things will be after the Shabbos is quote unquote officially over this man, but it's still okay because it's all part of the Tzarech Shabbos, in essence, if you think about it, it's all part of the Shalosh Seudos. Okay, just going through some various different cases, which most of them we understand by now what the halach is, but just go through. He brings down also over there, also a nice pay. If somebody wants to take our clothing, right, or move clothing from its place, let's say from the closet or whatever the case is, Kadesh Yuchal Lelov Shai, the Choyal is us. I'm not putting on any clothing, but what am I doing? Whatever. I'm just taking out, there's some clothing in a certain area or in a certain closet. I just want to pull them out like this. It's not a question of Boyer, it's not mixed up. I just want to pull them out like this. I know they'll be ready to go right after Avdallah, right? I have to get dressed to go somewhere after Shabbos or whatever the case is. that's a real iser of achana l'chol, right? Obviously, in moitzi begadim u'mkamim mechina kadei sheyach l'lov shebechol is also. That's not allowed to be done because I'm doing it for the weekday. I'm just doing it so like this, I could save time, obviously, on moitzi Shabbos. Also, we want to keep in mind, somebody says, well, I'm going to a bar mitzvah after Shabbos, or I'm going to a varat, or I'm going to a malav malka. Even though it's a mitzvah, we said even a mitzvah, you can't prepare for a mitzvah. You can't do these things on Shabbos, preparing for after Shabbos, if it's a real hachana l'chol, even though it might be a mitzvah. So the fact that you want to prepare clothing to go do a mitzvah, that also would not be allowed. Just brings out another thing, interesting thing, in reference to getting back to the Sefer, what we've been talking about before, B'Shem Kilis Yaakov, he says, Alini Nachzor Sefer Lim Koyme, when somebody puts back the Sefer in his place, the Ein B'Zeh Mishem Achana, Mishab Sechol, even though I don't need it anymore, but he says, Ki Zehu Kevoidoi Shel HaSefer, it's Mamash HaKovid for the Sefer, it's not Bakovidik to have the Sefer just lying around, you want to put it back in its right place, everything should be in a Mesudatika place, when it comes to a Sefer, it's Mamash HaKovid for the Sefer, Shebim Koyme V'loi Al HaSholchan, it shouldn't be sitting on the table. But he does say, "V'rak beis medrash amel hachme b'davar." But to go and clean up a whole base medrash, these type of things, like we spoke about last time, that one should be careful not to do unless it's the middle of the day, or again, there's enough time whereby people are coming back or whatever there is to shul and to learn or to daven or so. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem baruch hakol tov.